Somalia has been plagued by conflict for nearly two decades, and piracy off Somalia's coast has put the East African nation back into the news, highlighting its instability and its lawlessness. Today in Brussels, donor countries from around the world are raising money for Somalia. To explore the issues there, we called a leading scholar on that country, Ken Menkhaus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us of how much of a failed state Somalia is.
Somalia is the longest-running instance of complete state collapse in the post-colonial era. It has been without a functional central government since early 1991.
Although it does have what is a government that's recognized by the international community.
It does. The transitional federal government was one of many attempts to revive central authority in Somalia. It was established in late 2004, but it is still a government that exists largely on paper.
So when it comes to offering aid and bringing aid, where do you begin with a country like Somalia?
Well, what everyone is focusing on right now is security. The transitional federal government faces a number of major security threats. The largest is a jihadist insurgency called Shabab. And so on that score, what the transitional federal government needs is money and equipment and training for security forces. But it also needs a police force because crime is rampant. The capital is largely lawless. And then way down the list of concerns, actually, for the transitional government is piracy, which doesn't actually threaten it, but which threatens its legitimacy in the eyes of the international community.
Well, in fact, Somalia's government has just asked the international community to help it create a coast guard.
That's correct. And of course, the piracy has been well timed for the transitional government's appeals for money because the piracy epidemic underscores the problems of spillover from not having a central government in Somalia. I don't think that it will have the capacity to be an effective coast guard for some time to come. And there's also the concern that when you train up coast guard officers, you're giving them skills that are very transferable to piracy. Some of the pirates are actually ex-Coast Guard. So in Somalia, you have to be very, very careful about unintended consequences.
Well, what would you say is needed in the way of money to meet the challenge of creating a viable security force?
It's not so much that they need lots and lots of money. It's more a question of control. We've been through this before. The international community provided equipment and training and salaries for the transitional government's police in 2007-2008. But the police were actually one of the main sources of insecurity and predation in the capital, and that proved to be a real embarrassment. That's not an argument to say that the donors shouldn't be raising money for Somalia. They should, absolutely. But it needs to be calibrated, and it needs to be a system of cost sharing with this nascent Somali government.
So you're saying that Somalia is not too poor to do this?
It does have the capacity to raise money. And Somalis are, despite the enormous levels of poverty there and the fact that the country is currently the site of the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with over 3 million people in need of emergency assistance, it's also a country with a very vibrant commercial sector. They can pay for some things themselves, and they need to have a fairly high level of local ownership of the security forces in the government if it's going to work.
Ken Menkhaus is an expert on Somalia. He teaches political science at Davidson College in North Carolina. Thanks very much.
Thank you.